This episode of the Everything is Marketing podcast is brought to you by Meerkat, because I just figure I'll root for the little guy at this point. Meerkat is a streaming service that streams directly to Twitter, but we'll talk about why they have become the underdog overnight, even while being huge at South by Southwest. It is episode 38, my friends. It's the Everything is Marketing podcast. My name is Eric Hultgren.
Marketers ruin everything.
Welcome to the Everything is Marketing podcast.
What I don't want to do is to pretend this is show number one.
What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things.
So we're turning the corner on South by Southwest, and a lot of the marketing speak coming out of South by Southwest, not very surprising, but certainly worth talking about. Things like, should you have a director of content on your marketing team? That answer coming out of South by Southwest is clearly yes. What should you focus on in branding in 2015? Well, a lot of what we've been talking about. Storytelling, for one. You should be able to tell a compelling story about your brand, or if you work with brands, tell compelling stories about their brands. That is how you make the connection in 2015 amongst all of this noise. That's why a month ago we had Tori from Propaganda Donuts to come in and talk about how he was able to get that donut shop to stand out in a city full of donut shops by just telling a better story. And it doesn't hurt, of course, that the donuts were kick-ass. But the story helped get people in to try the donuts. And that's an important lesson coming out of South by Southwest, that you need people that understand content, understand storytelling, and understand sponsored content. So the ability to get native ads or native stories to be essentially ads for your clients. So if you are working on that sort of promoted posts or sponsored content, storytelling is going to be key to make that stuff get over the hump, so to speak, since it's Wednesday. I feel we can use the word hump. Get over the hump and make a connection. And why did we sponsor the podcast today? Because of Meerkat. Well, we sponsored it by Meerkat because on Friday, Twitter gave Meerkat a 2-hour notice to let them know that they were shutting off their social graph. What does that mean in English? It means it makes it much more difficult for you to automatically import all of your people on Twitter into Meerkat so you can see what they're doing on Meerkat. You got to do a little bit more legwork in order to get that work. Why is Twitter doing that? Well, we've talked about that, but we'll circle back. They have purchased a company called Periscope that is currently still in beta, and I believe closing in on alpha, which if you're you understand testing for software, alpha is that one step before it goes out to the universe, which in the video game world is called gold. In the app world, I'm not sure what it's called when they... I'm going to pretend it's called gold. But so when it goes gold, then we'll get to see it. But I've been having a lot of awesome discussions on Twitter with people about Twitter video, because right now you can do video on Twitter. You can, I think it's 20 seconds or 30 seconds, you can do video posts directly to Twitter. But very few people, if any, do I see using it. And part of that is because it's a little glitchy. So if you were to, what I've been using it for is if somebody says something really nice about me or about something that we did or asks me a question, I try and answer it via video. The problem is sometimes they have to watch it 2 or 3 times to get the whole message because it just sort of glitches out. And so I'm just not sure if that's a thing on TweetDeck, which Twitter also owns, so it shouldn't be a thing on TweetDeck. But if it's a thing on TweetDeck or a thing on Twitter, either or, it's kind of glitchy. And so that concerns me a little bit about the idea of native video being in the stream. Now, you will be able to pick that out quicker, right? So you'll be interested in the things that show up natively in there as opposed to, for example, use Instagram. As you see somebody who connects, breaks one of my cardinal rules and connects Instagram and Twitter and puts the same piece of content on 2 or 3 platforms. When it shows up in Twitter, it just has an Instagram link. Then you have to link to it to go to Instagram to see the image. However, when you see somebody put a photo actually in Twitter, it performs a little bit better because it catches your eye as that stream of information is flowing by. Same will happen with video and with Periscope. As Periscope starts live streaming stuff directly on Twitter, the engagement will probably be better. My concern is, can the platform actually hold on to video and make it stream in a way that people want to hang around? There's no doubt Meerkat has had some issues in South by Southwest with the cell service. A lot of the streams that are coming out of there are, we've talked about that. But people are still running to this platform to check it out. Yesterday at about, I think like noon our time, Eastern time, Jimmy Fallon jumped on to Meerkat and did four Meerkats yesterday, including one where he went through his whole monologue. And we talked a couple weeks ago about what do you do with Meerkat? Well, you show the behind-the-scenes stuff. That was probably the coolest thing I saw yesterday, was him literally walking through with his piece of paper. You could see the cue cards. You could see what's going on the teleprompter. It was very cool to kind of see the behind-the-scenes look of what's going to happen later on that night when he finally does the real version. That, I think, was a great use of Meerkat, and he obviously had, I think, 1,100 or 1,200 people on the one that I was watching, which is where he was doing his monologue, and you could see all the behind-the-scenes stuff. So as people are still flocking to check this out, I still wonder, at the end of the day, which one of these things is going to win, because as I said, Twitter video doesn't really work that great. And if you've had great success with it, please let me know how you've had great success with it, because anytime I send somebody a tweet message, they've got to watch it two or three times to get the whole message, because it just kind of glitches out in the middle of it. And my hope is that Periscope doesn't do that, because I think we should try Periscope and see which way people want to consume video. There's clearly an appetite for this sort of video, as everybody is trying everything. I think there's just over, on Monday when the CEO of Meerkat was talking, there's just over 110,000 users, I think, on Meerkat. And of those 110,000 users, the users are averaging streaming 2 hours a day and some change. So people want to stream video, and people clearly want to consume video. Where they're going to do it and how they're going to do it remains to be seen, because there's been so many platforms that pop up and disappear. This might be one of them. There's certainly been a lot of apps that are the darling child of South by Southwest, so they excelled this week and they reached that kind of pinnacle of aptitude, and then they kind of disappear when they get into the wild, because right now we're at the early adopter phase, and when it gets into the mainstream, it just doesn't catch for whatever reason, and then it doesn't become a thing. However, what clearly is a thing is people watching streaming video and trying to figure out what sort of things people want to stream. And that, for me, has been a lot of fun. So if you've not been on Meerkat playing around and seeing what people are streaming, it's pretty interesting. There are people that stream their checkers games that they play. There are people that stream, like I said, there's been radio stations that stream empty radio stations because they kind of wander in and wander out. There have been some really cool stuff. iHeartRadio last week did a hackathon. So if you're not a programmer, a hackathon is like a 24-hour block, or however long you want to do it, where you work on bringing new products to the platform. So for iHeartRadio, what sort of new things could they bring to the streaming universe that consumers would want to do? So they streamed a lot of the hackathon, which was cool to watch these guys working behind the scenes, because you rarely ever see that sort of view from iHeartRadio. It's a shiny app that brings you either the radio station or the curated playlist that you want to listen to. You don't get to see the cool inner workings. Like I'm looking on my desk right now at my typewriter, where I can look inside and I can see the mechanics of how I write a letter using a typewriter. We've lost that tactile universe. So what I like about Meerkat is maybe just that, is that you get to see the behind the scenes, kind of the inner workings, the engine, if you will, in this case for iHeartRadio. And I thought that thing last week with the hackathon was really, really cool. Now, they had a couple days where they were trying to figure out what they were going to do. Some of that stuff was okay, but I think we've all had those where you stream stuff and people just do not care. But I thought the hackathon was cool. I thought what Jimmy Fallon is doing is cool. And I'm super excited to see Periscope and see how people use that. And again, if it works and it streams native inside the stream of either TweetDeck or Twitter, that's going to be a big thing for them. But it has to work, because right now the video part on Twitter doesn't work, and that concerns me. Perhaps Periscope has the ability to change that, or at least an algorithm that will make it so it does it seamlessly. Because the thing about Meerkat, which will be the thing about Periscope, is people aren't necessarily looking for high-definition GoPro streams of whatever you're doing. They just kind of want to see what's happening. And if it's, you know, if you're doing an AMA or you're doing a question and answer for a couple hours, which a lot of people do, and I love those as well, again, it's just you sitting at your desk or a kitchen table. It doesn't need to be super high quality. They just want that kind of take off the veneer. Let's just do this thing. I'm going to talk about, in our case last week when we did Way of the Warrior, we're going to talk about MMA stuff. If you want to ask questions about MMA, the veneer's off. You can see how we make the podcast, because we're going to let you see that, and then we'll put the music and all the zips and the zaps in it and get it out to the universe, and you can ask questions while we're doing that. That, I feel, is what people want right now about streaming video, because there's so much glossy video you can consume. YouTube clearly makes reams and reams and reams of glossy video every single day. Netflix, Hulu, Apple TV, all of them have show after show after show you can consume. But if you want to consume that sort of pro-am, behind-the-scenes look of how you run a successful radio app on the internet and when you're going to do an update to it, well, iHeartRadio is going to show you that. How does Jimmy Fallon write a monologue? Okay, well, he's going to show you that, too. How does Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr., who played at Southwest, what does their set look like? Because I can't be there. Well, they streamed that as well. What does the Foo Fighters' recording of their new album look like? Now, they just put one out, so that's not a great example, but they made a documentary about Sonic Highway, so why wouldn't they meerkat some of that stuff? Very fun stuff happening in the world of streaming video. Right now, the app du jour is clearly meerkat, but Periscope is coming, and we should all play with that, too, and see if we like that better and or worse. But clearly, streaming video, there's an appetite for it in 2015. So as you're creating those stories to tell about your brand, you should be doing that. And trying to figure out, this is what I've noticed about not only myself, but a lot of other people that are on Meerkat, trying to figure out how to balance what app you keep and what app you ditch, because it seems like everyone who jumps into Meerkat has no more time for Snapchat, which I find to be a fascinating thing. I haven't quite studied enough, but a lot of people that are on Meerkat talk about how they just haven't done a lot of Snapchatting. They've been on Facebook, they've been on Twitter, they've been doing Instagram, but they haven't done a lot of snaps because they've been doing a lot of the streaming video. So will that supplant Snapchat? Doubtful, but it will be interesting to see how people work that into their armory and their repertoire and their app du jour of whatever they're going to put their content out on, how they can balance that so they can stream on Meerkat or Periscope, continue to put snaps, or if they're part of Discover on Snapchat, continue to do that amazing stuff, and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which brings me to my last point. We've been working with a couple clients this week, and obviously I don't name clients because that's not a thing that we should do. But one of the things that I've noticed is not only the clients we work with, but a lot of clients still are using Twitter incorrectly. And I will say this one more time. You don't have to use Twitter. It's not a mandate that if you're in the social space, you have to use Twitter, especially if you're not going to use it in real time and you're not going to use it consistently. By that, I mean, let's say you have an event. A bake-off. We'll just use bake-off. We'll go really, really small and granular. You have a bake-off and you want to start a Twitter account for your bake-off that happens on August 11th every year. And you tweet from about July 11th to August 11th about the bake sale. The bake sale happens and the Twitter account goes dead. So do all of the people. And by and large, they probably unfollow you because they want space for things that they actually want to consume. So if you are starting a brand or you have a brand and are thinking of starting an event themed Twitter account that's going to talk about an event or events, even if there's a couple of them, I would caution you, if you cannot fill that space with stuff daily, you should not use Twitter in that regard. There are plenty of other platforms that you can build on. Facebook is a good one. If you want some actual space in between posts, you can do that. And if you want to make some more noise, you can promote posts. You can promote tweets too, obviously. You can pay to do that. But if there's nobody following you, and one of the things about Twitter is people naturally stumble onto either hashtags you're a part of or topics that you're talking about that you're part of, and then they follow you. So there's kind of a stream of people that trickle in, the drip theory, if you will, of people following you on Twitter. And if you stop posting or you stop talking, they're just going to go find somebody else who's doing the same thing or something similar that isn't necessarily kind of wasting their bandwidth in the Twitter sphere. So you do not have to do Twitter. If you're going to do Twitter, though, you've got to go all in on doing Twitter, and you've got to do it well, or find somebody in your organization that can do that, because that's just how the world is working these days, especially when it comes to branding. If you're branding on social and you don't have an advocate in your organization that loves that particular platform, I'll give you a great example. I am not somebody who's doing a lot of stuff on Pinterest. I know of Pinterest. I'm excited to see kind of what the ad platform looks like on Pinterest, but not something I use on even a semi-regular basis. If I felt there was a need for that, I would go find somebody that I could hire that would be really passionate about that to do Pinterest for me, because I just can't drum up the excitement to do Pinterest. It's not something that excites me, because there's so many other things that I love. Twitter. I'm clearly in love right now with Meerkat. I love Instagram. Those are the worlds that I want to play in as much as I possibly can. But if I was in an organization that needed Pinterest, I would need to go find somebody who wants to do that, because passion is what makes it work in the social sphere. You got to be authentic, you got to be passionate, and you got to be in it. You got to do it every day. Pretend it's your workout. It's your social media workout, and you got to do it every day, because that's how it works on the platform. And that's why branding and advertising has changed. If you need anything, you know where to find me, eric@mlive.com or polymathandvine.com or on Twitter with the same name, @polymathandvine. Have a great Wednesday. We will talk the next day, which I believe is called Thursday.